You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the much-talked-about 5G auctions. The government could mop up a maximum of ₹1.95 trillion through the spectrum auctions, which commence on July 26th, if earnest money deposit made by telecom operators is any indication. Since the total quantum of spectrum across different bands being put up for auction is 72 gigahertz, which at reserve price is worth ₹4.3 trillion, in the best-case scenario, the government will be able to raise only half of the total amount on sale. This means a large quantum of spectrum will once again remain unsold. More than 60% of spectrum remained unsold in the 2016 and March 2021 auctions. The entire quantum of 700 megahertz had remained unsold in the previous two auctions. According to industry sources, all Indian players such as Micromax, Lava and Carbon have been investigated by the customs authorities, which have raised a total tax bill of around ₹20,000 crore on them. Industry players said the tax has been levied from 2017 onwards and termed it a retrospective tax. Chinese players like Vivo and Oppo, which are already under investigation, face this duty evasion charge over and above the other irregularities for which they are being probed. If the matter is not resolved soon between the industry and tax officials, it could also have ramifications on contract manufacturers of Apple like Foxconn, which started domestic manufacturing since 2020 to 21 under the production-linked incentive scheme. The Indian Cellular and Electronics Association has represented to the Ministry of Electronics and IT and the Department of Revenue and the Finance Ministry that the tax demand is a result of wrong interpretation by customs officials. On to the banking world, private lender Yes Bank plans to invest ₹350 crore to acquire a 20% stake in JC Flowers Asset Reconstruction Company, which it has identified as the base bidder for its ₹48,000 crore pile of stressed assets. The bank plans to raise $1 billion in capital during the current financial year. Yes Bank Managing Director and CEO Prashant Kumar said on Monday that the immediate investment by the bank would be 10% of the cash component of the assignment value. The value of the base bid made by JC Flowers ARC is ₹11,100 crore. The bank is holding provisions worth 81% of the portfolio identified for the transfer, and the net carrying value of the assets on its balance sheet is ₹8,300 crore. Out of the assignment value of ₹11,100 crore, JC Flowers ARC will pay 15% in cash, with the remaining 85% being in the form of security receipts. Meanwhile, any legislation to regulate or ban cryptocurrencies can be effective only if it is globally coordinated, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Monday. In a sign that immediate prohibition of the intangible digital tokens is not on the government's agenda, the Reserve Bank of India had suggested that the government formulate a piece of legislation on cryptocurrencies and prohibit them, citing their destabilizing effect on the monetary and fiscal stability, Sitharaman told Parliament on Monday. The government, however, thinks that for any regulation or ban on cryptocurrencies to be effective, a global strategy needs to be firmed up first. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, she said cryptocurrencies are by definition borderless and require international collaboration to prevent regulatory arbitrage. Therefore, any legislation for regulation or for banning can be effective only after significant international collaboration on evaluation of the risks and benefits and evolution of common taxonomy and standards. Moving on, with global edible oil prices declining sharply in the last 1 month due to improved supplies, a second round of price cuts has started in the Indian retail market. Several companies are expected to announce a cut in retail prices of edible oil soon, according to trade sources. These firms had reduced prices by about 5% in mid-June following the lifting of palm oil exports by Indonesia. To curb rising inflation, the government on May 24th allowed tariff-free imports of crude soybean and sunflower oils during this financial year and the next. And lastly, the stock market. Trends on SGX Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index in India, with a loss of 113 points or 0.69%. The Nifty futures were trading around 16,177 level on the Singaporean exchange at 720 IST. Wall Street ended lower on Monday, and Apple shares fell on a report saying the company plans to slow hiring and spending growth next year. On July 18th at close, the Sensex was up 760.37 points or 1.41% at 54,521.15, and the Nifty was up 229.30 points or 1.43% at 16,278.50. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.